I want a nice neutral color for my nice neutral lifestyle.
Yeah,
not
pretty
you,
much.
Blue Elmo. Get the hell away.
It's me, Mario.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What'd it do?
How you guys
What's
doing
up?
Today?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
You all doing great? Are you really doing fantastic?
No.
How are you feeling? You want me to hold your hand?
No.
I can't.
I'm here for you, Stefan.
That might happen.
Let me just move my mic over here so I can get a little closer.
Let me just wet my lips real quick.
Let me just move my chair a little closer.
Or I can make it dry. I can make it like sandpaper.
Oh, God, no. That's terrible.
This is not helping.
Give me your hand.
No.
All right. Here, let me move back over.
Do you need a hug?
All right.
Are you sure?
You need a dog pile?
You need a rub?
Need a naked dog pile?
We can all just orgy it out right here, right now.
One never knows when a homosexual is about.
Except when you're on this podcast, there's at least one. Changes every week.
Yeah.
But it's usually Leaper.
No.
Hi.
Maybe.
Yo. Penis.
See?
I'm your penis.
I think it's saying hi-o penis, like hi-o silver. Hi-o penis.
I think it's saying hide your penis because when Libra's about, the penises come out.
It does actually say hi-yo penis.
Yeah, I know. So it's like hi-yo penis.
Not
but if you speed it up, it really does sound like hide your penis. It's like, here comes Libra, hide your penis. All right.
Hide your wife, your kids, because he's just out here raping everybody.
Leaper out here raping everybody today. So we're what, 14, 15, 16, 17 days before we all get together, have an orgy and play Mortal Kombat?
Yeah!
I can't decide if I want to come before we play or after we play.
How about both?
You've got a lot in store, don't you?
Yeah.
Maybe we could stream it somehow. Maybe I can...
Come?
No, the playing on our Justin TV channel, maybe with my webcam on my laptop. Maybe that might be fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. If the quality's shitty, then there's really no point.
It would be exciting.
If it's okay, then I'll do it.
I'll do it.
It'll be fun.
I'll do it once or twice or three times. That did backfire, man. One time.
All right, so this week we're going to have another Mortal Kombat comeback. Oh, screwed up there. Section where we're talking about...
cut that out.
It's stages, right? Yeah, well, I'll edit that in post.
Modes? We did stages last time, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We put stages in with characters. Modes, that's right.
I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about for two more weeks, but we'll find
something. We'll figure it out.
We'll find something.
Because, yeah, characters, stages, and modes is like all you have in a fighting game, so we pretty much paint ourselves.
Maybe,
But oh well. There's always something.
Maybe
about.
Next week we can do something like, I don't know, memories, Mortal Kombat memories.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure something.
And then the 17th, the day before it comes out, or I guess the day before the midnight release, we can just sit here and jizz all over each other.
I was gonna say, what we could do is, you know how like that those furry orgies? You could just like dress up like Mortal Kombat characters, your favorite one, and go out.
I like it.
All right, I'll be Baraka.
I'm Sub-Zero.
I'm Molina.
I want to be Goro. I'll have hands everywhere.
Five hands and two penises.
And then of course the week after it comes out, then we'll review it. Give it a good solid review.
Good
objective solid review.
Nice.
I'm not sure that we can be objective.
Well, we can try.
Okay.
We could be more objective on Mortal Kombat than most gaming outlets were on Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
This is true, you are correct.
And even if we're not objective, we can always be solid.
That's right. I was also thinking, I know in 2 weeks, the last week before the game comes out, we're going to have a Mortal Kombat Console Wars.
Oh, shit.
Which is best Mortal Combat game.
Gee, I wonder who won that.
Well, either Stefan or Leaper.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, though, like, next week we don't really have anything outside of Mortal Kombat and, you know, two other segments. I was thinking that maybe we can do Mortal Kombat trivia. Because I knew you had a trivia coming out, but we could always use that after we do our Mortal Kombat stuff.
I see.
Yeah, that's true. I wrote up a trivia. I can always change it to just be all Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat was like three or four of the questions. So.
Also, how's that going to work? Is just going to be Matt that's going to be playing, or what?
It could be all you guys.
He wrote it up?
No. Were you talking about the one Stefan does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing.
Yeah.
But I was thinking next week I can just do one that's all Mortal Kombat, and then in like 2 weeks or something we can do Stefan's trivia. We're gonna do Stefan's trivia next, but I figured it'd fit the theme to do Mortal Kombat.
Tonight?
No, not tonight. Were you listening to me the whole time?
No.
That would have answered all of your questions.
What?
Shut up. Alright, so first we're gonna have actually I'm gonna let you guys decide. What do you guys want to be the second segment? Mortal Kombat or news?
News.
So you want to do gaming news and then Mortal Kombat last?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat's a better last one to talk about.
Yeah, I thought so too. I just didn't want to do two newsy segments in a row, but we'll make it interesting. How about that?
That's what she said.
All right, so let's start off with gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, first up, for all those Half-Life fans out there, Valve says they are not done with Gordon Freeman.
Yeah.
That breaks several years of silence on the subject.
Damn.
Nice.
So, you know, now it's going to be several more years of cock-teasing before another
Half-Life before an actual Half-Life. We'll have a new console before Half-Life comes out.
We'll have two new consoles Half-Life comes out. It's getting to be like Duke Nukem Forever, but the only difference is it's not actually in development.
Yeah.
It's just rumored forever.
Ah.
Next up, why Nintendo has no interest in mobile phones. Now, the 3DS has an arrangement with AT&T to provide free wireless hotspots.
Yeah.
Kind of like around the country.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently, you know, some people thought, hey, maybe Nintendo's going to work on some sort of Nintendo phone. Well, apparently they have no interest in that.
No desire.
They are
Nintendo's
not.
Straight gaming. That's kind of one thing that they've stuck with. They haven't made one console that's trying to be like an entertainment center, like the 360 and PS3 do and stuff like that.
Yeah. They say they are a gaming company, and they're going to work on their consoles and handhelds, and they don't want to make a phone.
Because even though it's great having, you know, a DVD player or a Blu-ray and... you know, Facebook, blah, 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 all these million things on your gaming console. It's kind of nice to just have a gaming console, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can play stuff like Super Smash Bros.
It's like an
iPod?
It's just nice to... like, back when, like, the iPhones first came out, I was like, you know, it's kind of nice to just have...
one thing dedicated to something.
Yeah, I don't know. My phone's dedicated to, like, 800 different things, but I like them all. The music player that comes with the phone wasn't very good, so I was going to keep my iPod, but then I downloaded another one that is really good. I just got rid of my iPod because I didn't need it anymore.
Just tossed it aside.
Plus, the SD card on my phone is bigger than the memory on my iPod anyway.
Damn.
All right, so in the past few weeks, I've strayed away from doing lists because we did a ton of them, but I'm going to be honest, there's three of them in this segment just because... There was not a lot of good gaming news outside of more DS information, 3DS information, which we kind of covered last week, you know? So, anyway, this is the awesomest DLC on the market right now. I'm not going to go too far into it. I'm just going to let you guys know what is the awesomest out there.
Is awesomest a word?
No, that's what the article says, so I'm going with it. We don't always use straight-up words, all right? This is not an Oxford Dictionary podcast.
Things aren't always straight-up around.
Exactly.
Things are always straight around here.
Sometimes things tend to curve.
All right, awesomest DLC on the market. Lair of the Shadow Broker for Mass Effect 2. So we have Radio Hunt for Portal. Endor Mission for Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. Then the Zombie Island of Dr. Ned from Borderlands. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I've been meaning to buy that game again because I never really beat it on my own.
Borderlands?
It's a really fun game.
Is it?
I thought it was...
Never played it.
I think I've said this on the podcast before, but I thought it was like the most middle-of-the-road game I've ever played.
So it's like Ghost Rider.
That's exactly... That is the most middle-of-the-road movie I've ever watched.
It's one of those games that you probably need to play a four-player co-op to get the most...
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Because when I was playing single-player, I'm like...
Yeah,
this
it's
is
not,
this
is it
okay.
A shooting game?
It's not as fun.
It's
single player, but when you're playing with people, it's a lot more fun.
That sounds like it
but
would be fun.
Speaking of Ghost Rider, did you hear about the new movie?
No.
It's starring Nicolas Cage, but supposedly a
A reboot?
Yeah, like a
reimagining?
Yeah.
Rehash?
So it's like the beginning of the story.
It's the beginning
once
of the story again, but it's still with Nicolas Cage.
That's
so it's a prequel?
No.
They probably realize, hey, we can make a lot
better. It's the beginning of the story?
Yeah.
It's just like how the first one
it's
was
a
the
reboot.
Beginning of the story.
It's a reboot.
It's a reboot.
Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
So it's like...
So it's
same
nearly
actor.
The same movie? They're just going to take a different tone on it with the same actor?
Yeah.
Usually when I think reboot, I think new main actor, you know, give someone else a shot, but...
That just didn't make sense to me.
Guess what? We'll see what happens, you know?
Yep.
After that is Undead Nightmare for Red Dead Redemption. Now that's a fun DLC.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, especially when you're running away from those zombies.
You're like, ah!
You know, when you're the last person alive and you're just being chased by zombies.
I remember when I lasted for like 10 minutes doing that. Like, there's an endless swarm of them. They just kept going.
Running circles. It gets really...
I ran out of bullets.
It gets really tough. Like, you can go like 3 rounds before it's like super hard.
Giggity.
Bonfire of the Vanities for Assassin's Creed 2. Escalation for Mag. Keys to the City. That's for Crackdown.
Oh, Crackdown.
Crackdown was Crackdown 2, apparently.
Yeah,
it was just more Crackdown.
Yeah.
Crackdown 1.5.
More crack, just less down.
Lost in Nightmares for Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
Minerva's Den for Bioshock 2. I never really played much Bioshock. I guess if we had Austin here, he could give us a little bit information on that.
I played
Bioshock
but I didn't
fun.
Play the DLC or anything.
I played a little bit.
I've played a lot of Bioshock. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy it.
The Passing for Left 4 Dead 2 is next.
The new Bioshock to come out, because that's what Bioshock 2 should have been.
I can't wait.
The one in the air?
Yeah. It's going to be fucking tight.
I saw oh, God. The next DLC, Tyler, you should be familiar with this because you did a prank call with it. The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Is it gay?
God.
I like sucking dick.
I like how this has been out for years, but it's still one of the top DLCs on the market, The Shivering Isles.
Yeah.
Now, that was awesome. I bought The Shivering Isles. It was really fun.
Me too.
It added like 30 hours of gameplay or something like that.
It was
a
lot.
That was a lot of gameplay.
I think it was like 30 bucks. So.
That's like a dollar an hour.
That's a dollar an hour. That's okay. That's not bad. Especially just with the quality of Oblivion, you can bring your already made character into it. It wasn't like a whole brand new story.
Yeah.
Where you had to make a new character.
You just walked on over and you just go on in. Went across the lake and you're like, hey, I'm in the Shivering Isles, what's up?
All right, let's hope I can pronounce this. Makoto Nania.
Nope.
For Blaze Blue. Actually, I think I got it.
Not according to Matt, apparently.
I don't know what that means.
He has no idea. I think I got it. Pigsy's Perfect 10 for Enslaved Odyssey. I don't even know. That just sounds like it's dumb. Metal Gear Solid Pack for Little Big Planet. No, that's a game I still haven't played that I want to play.
Yeah, but don't you need a PS3?
Yeah,
nah,
but let's just say I have
Schematics,
connections.
Baby.
I know people with PS3s.
I don't know anyone with PS3.
Really?
What is this PS3?
PS Triple. Awakening for Dragon Age 2. Bikes Pack for Burnout Paradise. Where you get to ride motorcycles around. Broken Steel from Fallout 3.
Yeah.
That was fun. Endless Attack from Mega Man 9. Mega Man 9 was awesome.
Like the world's hardest game.
It was. I still haven't beat it.
I still haven't either.
I made it to Wily's Castle. I keep getting stuck where, like... Have you made it to Wily's Castle?
No,
oh,
I
my God.
Got that far.
There's like this part where like there's lava coming out of the sides of the walls, or it's like a beam or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
And you got to shoot it with a concrete shot, jump onto the beam because it, you know, stops it in concrete. Uh-huh. Another one shoots out of you. You got to shoot concrete at that, but you got to jump before the other beam comes out of concrete. So you
Damn.
Just got to hurry the hell up.
Damn.
Yeah, it's Mega Man 9 is not for the casual gamer.
Next is Time Trials for Mirror's Edge. Then The Writer for Alan Wake. Who played Alan Wake here?
I played Alan Wake.
Was that you?
Yeah,
I knew someone played Alan Wake.
It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but it's still fun.
Yeah. World of the Recycled Vessel for Nier.
Me.
South Central for Rockstar's Midnight Club. And a bunch of Rock Band songs.
Damn.
This is kind of their last one. All right. There are now glasses to protect your eyes while you play games.
That's funny.
What?
They're like, glasses that protect your eyes when you play games.
Like, so I should go buy them to play my 3DS in 3D.
Yes, actually. They do have a 3D line.
Yes.
Where it's for, like, 3D gaming and watching 3D movies. Now, the thing that... the first thing I want to mention is that the glasses actually do look cool. Like, if these were sunglasses, those would be pretty cool sunglasses. Or, like, just regular glasses. They'd be kind of neat. But really, they kind of have, like, this yellow film over them. Kind of like, if you guys ever download Flux for your computer, I have it on my laptop for when I'm, like, looking or watching something on my laptop when I'm going to go to sleep. So it's not, like, super bright in your face. It kind of does that to give your eyes a relief from the strain. But these run anywhere between $78 and $180.
Damn. And I bet the 3D ones are going to be the $180 ones.
All by five.
No, actually, the 3D ones, the most expensive 3D one was like $160.
So another, what's the $180?
One of the most expensive one was an indoor-outdoor gaming one.
Who plays games outdoors?
We did once. Were you there? We fucking set up TVs and consoles out on my deck.
I was there.
That was fun, but then I was afraid it was going to rain.
Most likely, though.
California.
Where it doesn't rain. So, like, in Phoenix.
California.
Yeah, pretty much Arizona. Or if it does rain, the rain evaporates before it hits the ground.
Hey, Leaper. I'm going.
Back.
That was it, me?
Oh, yeah.
To Cali.
Cali.
Oh, I thought Stefan was going to say the last guy.
Yeah.
My bad. I wasn't in on that thing.
He's not here today.
We'll edit that in post too.
We'll get him to spit some lyrics later. Kick some mad rhymes.
Another don't mess with the best line here. All right, next story. Top 10 shameless console knockoffs. First one, the delightfully small, or DS, gaming entertainment system. It is just a knockoff of the DS. You know, these are really just to fool parents, don't you think? That are going out and their kid's like, I want a DS, you know?
Yeah.
And they go out and they see the DS gaming entertainment system. Yeah. And they're like, here you go, kid.
And the kid's like, no.
You suck, cock.
Damn.
Jeez. The next one is Game Theory Admiral, which looks exactly like a Game Boy Advance. There's the... More admirable?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
The Controland KT-103 looks just like an NES. Now, this one, I'm surprised that no one has, like, filed copyright, because all these kind of look like, but there's an obvious difference. This one is the PXP 2000, which looks exactly to a T like the PSP Go.
Cool.
Which is weird that it is, like, exactly the same thing. Now, this one on the side says... PS3, but if you read the small print, it says PolyStation 3.
Oh. Where were these at? Who sells
this? I've never seen a bootleg console like ever. But
I don't think I have either. But
there's the latest video game, which kind of looks like an NES. Comes with a zapper too. Super Mega Sun 4. Looks like a Sony PlayStation. The Neo Double Games looks like a Nintendo DS, and it's the size of a Nintendo DS, but there's two controllers coming out of it that look like PlayStation controllers.
What?
Yeah. There's the Weenie Game Sports. And finally, the PCP Station.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to try.
It's unstoppable.
All right, so our last story for gaming news is some of the top 10 cruelest video game pranks of all time. As you all know, April Fool's Day was Friday. I didn't really participate. Well, no, I take that back. I did do one. I got someone saying Zack Ryder was released from WWE. He was like, why? He's trying so hard. I'm like, just kidding.
Oh, wait, that was tonight, wasn't it?
WrestleMania?
Yeah.
It was pretty mediocre.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
It was just okay.
I guess I can't say it wasn't that good because I saw like two matches of it. But from what I saw, it was not that good.
Rey Mysterio this year dressed up as Captain America. Because he always dresses up as like a superhero, or he dressed up as someone from Avatar 1 year.
Avatar was last year, and then they had the Joker.
The Joker was weird. He looked like a rooster.
He did Flash way back in
19.
Yeah.
The Joker was horrible.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
He looked like a rooster, man.
He's done Silver Surfer at some pay-per-view as well. Yeah. SummerSlam, isn't it?
All right, so the first cruel video game prank is the Dead or Alive Extreme 2 Nude Code. Dead or Alive is pretty much just a series of, pretty much just jiggling boobs. That's all it is. But the programmers coded a code where if you beat the game under a certain time, everyone was nude in the game from then on out. But they programmed it just below what was physically possible to complete the game in.
That's funny.
No one has been able to complete it in that time to get the apparent code. That's hilarious.
Kind of a dick move.
Duke Nukem Forever demo by File Planet.
Yeah! It's not being released.
Well, you see, the prank was, there was a link to the demo and a promotional screenshot of the game. When you hit the download button, it just doesn't work. And people were so disappointed.
I bet.
Number three is Pandaren Express by Blizzard. Now, this was kind of a jab at EverQuest, because apparently in EverQuest, you can order pizza through the game.
What?
Because that's what you need. God forbid. Like if I was playing a game, on my, on my 360, I don't always have my phone on me. So sometimes if I want to order a pizza, which I rarely order pizza, I usually just get it at the store, but if I wanted to order pizza, I'd have to at least get up and walk to my phone to get it. But in the game, there's no way you're not going to have that thing enabled while you're sitting there. I mean, come on. Let's just eliminate every reason for getting up. We'll give them a bedpan. We'll put an IV in. They don't even have to call anyone. We'll just put an IV with nutrients in there. Anyway, so they Blizzard put in this way where you could download Chinese food. Order Chinese food through World of Warcraft, but you couldn't do it, and it was a fake.
That'd be sweet, though. You download Chinese food.
That would be great. I'd be like 400 pounds, dude, if I could download Chinese food just like that. Especially if it was Panda House Chinese food.
I wonder how many Microsoft points that would cost, though.
I don't give a fuck. All right, if you could download it, I'd just pirate it. Oh, that's something I'd pirate in a heartbeat. Chinese food?
Yeah, but just won't taste the same.
It tastes like pirated Chinese.
It's really, really Mongolian food.
Damn, this Mongolians. Is Chinese, this is Mongolian.
All right, number four, an internet classic, the Scream Shock Maze. I don't know if you guys have ever done it. I've done it, where it's a maze, and you're trying to get through the maze, and at a certain, when you get to a certain point, a face just comes up and screams at you. It's one of those things that, shocks you.
I've never done that. Never, ever.
Next up is the Wii Helm by ThinkGeek. This is a helmet that they said they were going to make so you can put your Wiimote on the top of it so you didn't have to use your hands for playing the game.
What? That sounds stupid.
You just move your head.
Yeah.
But it had no button support. You couldn't hit the button, so. People were, of course, like, well, why would you release that? They're just kidding. Next is the Pokemon Kart Wii trailer.
Pokemon Kart?
Yeah, which was a very good looking trailer for Pokemon Kart, but turned out to be a hoax.
Damn.
There's also a trailer for Super Smash Bros. With, blood just everywhere. Number seven, Hustlers PlayStation sex game. Which they were going to release for the PlayStation Move. Well, they weren't.
Denied.
It was also a hoax. Number eight, I actually played this game a couple days ago, and it wasn't through this. I just did it somewhere else. It's Life is Hard, the game. Where all your jumps are just out of reach, and at the end you jump on a block Mario style and you break your skull.
Jeez.
Number nine is the iPad arcade cabinet, which is an arcade cabinet for your iPad. You put your iPad in it, and that turned out to be a hoax, but people were getting so excited because arcade cabinets are cool. Number 10 is the Razer Venom Nebulizer. Now, this was from a fictional company, Razer. Now, there is a company, Razer, but it's not spelled the same, where when you're playing games, you know, like we mentioned before, you got to get up and get food if you're hungry. Well, not with the Razor Venom Nebulizer. This, you get needles and a sack that fills up with green goo. You just put it into your veins, and you get all the nutrients you need. Now, if you want even more sustenance, there is the Razor Venom Nebulizer that sprays nutritious air at you.
Oh.
That's what it sounds believable.
And people were apparently on board with this. It turned out it was just a hoax.
Wow.
So those are some of the greatest gaming hoaxes.
Why isn't Duke Nukem Forever on there?
Why isn't it on there? Yeah. It's number two, dude.
Stop playing Pokemon. Pay attention to the podcast.
I was kidding, guys. It's okay.
No, yeah, you were kidding.
I was. Why would I say that? That's stupid.
I think he was trying to make a joke, but I didn't see where it was going.
Yeah, I did. It was bad. No more.
It's okay. It's okay, Leaper. You'll get another shot. We still got two more segments.
All right.
you'll redeem yourself.
Zane.
I listened to that. I did not say Zane. I don't know if you listened to
you
that.
You edited. I know you
did. I didn't edit.
No, you did not.
I didn't edit that.
It was edited.
I did not say Zane.
You find out.
Well, because you would hear me if I said Zane instead of the right fourth answer, because I'd be like, you know, if I just said, I'd be like, you know, Leaper, two, Stefan, and not Zane. That's what I edited.
It'd be like make a question where Zane's the answer, but give to like Leaper or me.
Why?
So that
when you answer with Zane,
it's actually correct. Stefan doesn't get it.
You guys do a trivia on our podcast.
Oh.
Hey, that's a good idea, Stefan. I like that.
Stefan.
He's got ideas. I don't know if anyone heard that because you're so far away from the mic.
You could always do a trivia on our podcast.
Good what idea, Stefan.
Wow.
What if we take things and we argue about them and we try to prove what's better?
That's stupid.
Oh. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Get out of here. You're fired.
We could call it wars. Something wars.
Penis wars?
No.
This is the worst joke ever.
That involves us being nude.
Robot wars.
No.
Star Wars.
What about... I believe that's already copyrighted.
Damn it. All right, so aboard another joke from Leaper. Yeah, that was kind of funny. I laughed. Anyway, you guys ready for a little news desk?
Sure.
I like news. News is good.
I named my capital. I don't know if I mentioned this. Did I mention it last week on the podcast, or did it happen Monday, where I got my capital of Laodamy raided and taken by the Persians?
I don't think you mentioned that at all.
You mentioned it to me personally.
Yeah, I mentioned it to you personally. I don't know. Last week, I can't remember. Was it Monday, or was it before the podcast last Sunday? It had to have been before it.
Yeah.
Well, I was playing as the Mongolians, and I got my capital of Laodamy raiden captured by the Persians.
Yeah.
But I have since taken back my capital and another city from Persia.
And he's about to burn another one down.
Which I'm going to have to do again, because Leaper, his game froze, and he was hosting, and we're like an hour back from where we were playing.
Yeah. Like 20 turns.
No, dude, it's like 40 turns back.
20.
The game 40. Froze. This game, Leaper and I were streaming Civilization. The game froze, and Leaper's like, don't worry, we're only like 10 turns back. And we were like, we were at least like 30 or 40 turns back. He's like, no, we're only 10 turns back. I'm like, dude, this is stuff I did an hour ago.
Listen to Leaper try to lie to make it not sound quite as bad.
It's not that bad.
He was just lying through his teeth. And then I decided, I was like, well, I don't want to do, you know, when you, like, a save file screws up, you don't want to play what you just played right away. You want to wait. So I was like, let's just start a new game.
Or you didn't save and you died.
Yeah. And so, like, we started a new game, and now I want to play the old game, because now I'm playing as Korea, and Mongolia is just all up in my business.
Yeah. They're just like, not being nice at all.
I'll negotiate peace with them. It'll last for one turn, and they'll declare war on me again. Yeah. It happened, like, 7 times in a row.
And he had a pretty good little spot, and he had like a choke point where they couldn't get through, and I think that's Giggity. Why they pissed him.
I think
off.
So too, because
they're like, no, we will get to the other side of this place.
And just like, you know, 10 more turns, and that city would have been impenetrable, dude.
I know.
Giggity.
No, this was just another game, and then it got late, so we left, but our Leaper left, and we saved the game. But
we'll finish the world.
They're all up in my
I got to get to the new world.
Nah, if I beat you there. I already got more cities in Australia.
You do have more cities in Australia. Mm-hmm.
All right. So how about that news?
How about it?
Well, let's do the news desk.
What are you buying?
What kind of stories will we bring you this week? Time to find out.
A miserable little pile of secrets.
This is the Power Up News Desk.
But enough talk. How about you?
All business with the background music there. I like that music. Sounds very newsy.
You're very I like newsy. That new, like that new music.
New intro music.
Wow, that's a callback. All right, so did you guys hear about the escaped cobra at the Bronx Zoo?
Yep.
We did.
Heard it on Conan or something like that.
Well, someone started a Twitter account when it was released. It was at Bronx Zoo Cobra. And he was tweeting from various locations in the zoo.
Nice.
He said things like, "Dear Charlie Sheen, you know what's better than tiger's blood? Cobra venom. I'm also 20 inches long, just saying." He also said things like, "Just FYI, I've had it with Samuel L. Jackson, too. Holding very still in the snake exhibit at the Museum of Natural History. This is going to be hilarious." "At the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Temple of Dendur really kicks some asp." Get it? Asp. This one's kind of stupid, but I'll say it anyway. "Taking the Sex and the City tour, I'm totally a Samantha." He says, "If I recognize a single belt, it's time. It's a good time to visit. You know, our resident mongoose is on holiday." Because mongooses eat snakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 foot 10 inch Filipino teen is now the world's shortest man ever.
Nice.
He's 1 foot 10 inches.
How is that possible?
Just in comparison, that snake was 1 foot 8 inches.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you just. I think this is like 10 and a half or 11, just like, it'd be like, God, it'd be like a guy, dude, like that tall.
So that's like a shoe and a half or something?
Yeah. You just actually step on him, like, "God damn, I didn't see you there." Just wipe him off the curb.
Wear him as a shoe, you just haul out his insides.
He looks tiny, he looks like a baby, but he is,
a picture of it?
A teenager. Yeah, it'll be on our Facebook page. Alright, so next up, eyelid surgery leaves woman unable to blink. She was getting surgery to remove excess skin from her eyelids. You know, because you get older, it's supposed to make you look younger. But the doctor removed too much skin, and now she cannot blink.
Dang.
That's gross.
Speaking of that, I watched one of those shows on Discovery Channel. It's a mystery diagnosis thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool. And it was a black guy, and he was freaking out. And he couldn't talk, he couldn't move or anything. And like every, like, minute to 2 minutes he'd scream, he'd be like, "Ah!" And then he'd wait again, and then he'd scream. And when they're trying to figure out what was wrong with him, running all these tests, and then finally the nurse goes to like fluff up his pillow or something, he had a bug that went into his ear.
Oh, Jesus.
And but the bug didn't do anything. The man had this huge giant phobia of things like bugs going inside of him.
Oh, God.
So his fear scared him so bad that he paralyzed himself, and that's why he was screaming, is because he was scared and he couldn't move, talk, nothing.
It's just like not disturbing, but just like creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Well, that, like, it's crazy how like what that fear of having that done made him do that. Just his body shut down.
That's just me in fear, and that actually happened.
Yeah.
Really sucks.
Yeah.
By the one thing you're afraid of, that's less likely actually happens.
I was gonna say though, that woman should like challenge like 10 people to a staring contest, like make it like a gauntlet. Be like, if I don't blink between like all 10 of you, like if all 10 of you can outlast me, then give them like money or something. You know, that'd be awesome. Should never blink. Amazing.
GoDaddy CEO criticized for killing an elephant.
Why did he do that?
Well, apparently the GoDaddy CEO goes down to Zimbabwe often, where they have apparently a rampant elephant problem where they're trampling crops and stuff like that.
Oh.
So, I mean, I guess he's not hunting it for like its ivory or something, or just like killing it and stealing its tusks or anything. But what he did was him and a bunch of people wearing GoDaddy shirts and hats roll up on this elephant and just shoot it.
Roll up on it. I just imagine a bunch of dudes and GoDaddy pulled up the Cadillac.
Drive by elephant.
So that's why some people are upset, because he just filmed him just murdering this elephant. And then a bunch of Zimbabwe citizens come out and start chopping it up.
God.
But could you take the ivory after you killed said elephant?
I have no idea. I have no idea what ivory laws are. But ivory's dangerous, dude. Like, the guy in Pawn Stars said he doesn't even deal with ivory because he doesn't want to even touch the stuff. he's like, I don't like the people with ivory. He's like, I don't like the politics of ivory. I don't even want to mess with ivory.
What about ebony?
Ebony?
Yep.
I don't know.
You don't know about
ebony?
That?
No, I don't know. He didn't say anything on ebony.
Well, what I do know about the two is that they live in perfect harmony.
Yep. True statement.
Next up, court rejects damages for innocent man sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Damn.
There was a man in New Orleans.
Nolens.
I'm looking for his name. U.S. Supreme Court rejecting overturn to John Thompson.
That's a generic name.
A man who spent 14 years on death row because bad prosecutors hid a blood test that would have exonerated him from a murder
case. Wow.
Now, this is what's fucked up, because it was the prosecutors that had the blood test. So they withheld the blood test so they didn't lose the case. Yet the guy got sentenced to 14 years in prison because of it. And they, you know, they found this information.
Well, he got sentenced to death. He just spent 14 years in prison.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got sentenced to death, and he spent 14 years on death row. But then that information came to light, and he had another trial, and it turned out that there was, like, apparently blood at the scene, which was B blood type, and he was type O. So it couldn't have been him.
Unless he changed his blood type in those 14 years later.
Yeah. I've converted to Islam, and I've also converted my blood type while I was in prison. He sued for $14 million in damages, and the jury said, no $14 million for you.
Yeah, you only spent 14 million, or 14.
14 million years in prison.
14 years in life, but you did nothing. We know you didn't do it. We almost killed you.
Yeah.
But we awarded you nothing.
He is writing a book, though, called Killing Time.
Well, it'll make 14 million.
He's also writing a book called If I Did It. All right, last news story. Woman uses sperm from oral sex to impregnate self.
And then
gets child support.
That's a good idea.
Damn.
I've never... Noah, because I can't get pregnant. That's why I've never done that.
I've never heard of that. Well, I've never done it.
Wait a minute.
It sounded like you said, have you never done that? I'm like, no. Not lately.
It's not the fact that you suck the dick. It's like you've never held it in your mouth to get pregnant.
Come on, dude.
That's awesome.
How many times does that happen on the podcast? After every podcast.
True.
Anyway, so... she holds the sperm in her mouth, impregnates
herself.
Put
it in her mouth.
And then gets child support from it because, you know, someone had to support the baby. So that guy totally got the shaft after he gave her the shaft.
Yeah. He didn't really give her the shaft. She just sucked on his shaft and then...
Women... smart.
They're sneaky.
They're cunning.
Cunting.
And that will do it for news for this week. And probably for next week, too, because we probably won't have a new segment. And maybe after that.
Yeah,
I have no idea when we're going to do
news is no longer
news.
On this podcast. This is not a gaming news podcast.
We don't do the news.
All right, hold on. Let me kill the news.
What are you buying?
Adios.
Why?
Well said. And that's what I nicknamed the news. Well said. All right, so we still have one more segment left in this podcast, and that is the Mortal Comeback. You guys ready?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's do this.
All right.
Do it.
Mortal Kombat!
Leaper.
Versus.
Steph.
Versus.
Matt.
Versus.
Tyler.
Fight!
All day, baby, all day.
No!
You're fired.
Twisty!
Who's gonna try now?
How dare you defeat me in a console war?
Finish him.
Friendship?
Friendship? Again?
Never again.
Animality.
I'll never get sick of that crowd. Just murdered a whole crowd of people there at the end.
What does that represent to you?
I don't know. Podcast? Mortal Kombat?
Everything. Everything that's right. Uh-huh.
And what do you see in the sync plot? All right, so Mortal Kombat. This week, we were talking about modes. So, you want to take it away, Stefan? Talk about some modes?
Try and remember everything. there's obviously versus, which is one on one.
They put that in this year?
Yeah.
The challenge tower.
Oh, let me go. I'll try and keep in some sort of order so I can remember what we've named. So you got versus, your standard. You got your versus. You got your tutorial to learn like basic attacks and crap like that. Then you have tag team, which is two on two. It can either be controlled by, you know, one on one tag team, or one on two tag team, or two on two tag team.
If we did a two on two tag team for the podcast, what would the teams be? Would it be you and me, Stefan, versus Tyler and Leaper?
Hell's something no. like that.
Hell's no. That makes sense.
It'd have to be something like that. But yeah.
Or would it be me and Leaper? Would it be Matt Squared?
It'd be me versus you three. That damn good.
No, yeah, you got not. Tag team, so that can be up to four players, and then you have your arcade ladder with ending, of course. So you have your arcade, then you have tag team arcade, so you can play that with a friend. So you can go up the arcade ladder like you can in all the other games, but you can do it with a friend. So that's pretty neat. Story mode, which is said to be like 5 to 6 hours long or so. 2.5 of those hours is cutscenes and stuff like that. So it has a lot of like story cutscenes to it.
Nice.
And that tells MK1 through 3, but it's a retelling, a reboot, so shit gets changed.
Are they like cinematics, though, or are they like how they kind of used to do it, where it's just like pictures and stuff? And you
no, they're it's cinematics.
Nice. And then...
I think that's how the endings are, though, right?
The endings are like the vignettes.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like an animated image of sorts. But anyways, then you have Challenge Tower, which is 300 challenges, and those are, you know, it's basically to get you to know how to play the game and use strategies well, but it's in a fun way, so it's not like, do this combo type of shit. It's like, you know, throw these grenades in a bucket that's moving, so you learn how to aim your crap or, you know, time it out right. And then armless combat, so you know how to do the kicks and stuff like that. They make it fun, so it's more than just, you know, basic understanding. Or there's one where you gotta like hit him in the chest a certain amount of times, hit him in the head a certain amount of times, so you know how to do certain attacks that lead to certain, you know, body parts, etc. So just basic stuff like that. And then headless combat and upside down combat and dark combat, which is with no health bars or anything like that, so it's just the screen, so you don't know how much health you have or anything like that.
You know what would be interesting? Legless combat.
Yeah. That would be quite interesting.
Just floating.
Just hopping around.
And that's kind of an extension of Test Your Luck mode, which you can play that just in versus anyways. You can play Test Your Luck with one, two, three, or four players. So when you play in tag team, you can do Test Your Luck, and that's just a random generated of... It's a little slot machine that comes down and makes a bunch of combat modifiers, like I was mentioning. Making sure I don't forget. There's the crypt, which has M through M now, so that's like 260 coffins or something ridiculous that you have to unlock. So that's a lot of stuff to unlock, and that's like concept art, just images and renders of the characters and arenas, and then also stuff like in-game stuff, like alternate costumes for each people in the game. The hell haven't I named? Online, they have King of the Hill mode, which is pretty damn neat. That's up to 8 players, and if you've ever watched Netflix with a friend, it's a lot like that. So you have... So it's 8 players, but obviously it's just 1 versus 1. Winner goes on, so you have 2 people battling, and then it's like in a theater, like the people that are spectating the match are in like a theater setting with a giant screen showing the actual fight going on, so you get to spectate the fight even though you're not the one fighting. And then everybody else has little Mortal Kombat avatars lined up in a line, and you can do like, like, you know, little emotions to react to the fight, and they have a respect point system, so if somebody does something cool or they were a good fighter, then you can give them respect points. And that's update players, as I said, so that's kind of neat.
Now, can you keep the respect points, or are they only for that match?
No, it's accumulative.
Okay, that's
over
cool.
All of them.
So,
yeah.
Like, you know, eventually you'll see someone that has a, you know, a ton of respect points or something like that.
Yeah. So there's that mode. They haven't talked about online a whole lot. That's the only thing that they've mentioned, so... I think that's really neat, though. I like the concept of winner goes on with, like, update people's quite a lot with the little avatars. It's a nice presentation that they don't really... You know, it could just be a bare-bones lobby that takes you into... You watch the fight, and then it's the next person up. But the little interactive avatars and stuff like that's kind of a cool little setting.
It's pretty sweet.
They have a fatality trainer mode, which for the people like that aren't used to doing fatalities, that you know never seem to understand how they work, or they just don't know the combination or where they need to be. They have a fatality trainer, which you can choose your guy, choose who you do the fatality on, and it'll show you exactly where to stand on the screen, so sweep distance or far or close or whatever, and then what buttons to press. Or if you just want to watch people's fatalities over and over and not do them in a fight, you can do them in that mode. So it doubles as like a fatality theater, fatality trainer for the people that want to get into that kind of stuff. So that's pretty awesome. I think I covered all of it that I can think of. So
that's pretty cool. Have you guys played any more Mortal Kombat in the past, like, you know, couple weeks, the demo?
Austin took his PS3 back last week, so I don't know. I don't think we did.
No, because he took it on, like, Friday or Thursday or Friday, didn't he? Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
do you know when the demo's supposed to come out for Xbox?
Never.
Yeah.
They said it's supposed to come out, but they didn't give a time because WB, who owns NetherRealm Studios, is all buddy-buddy with Sony because of their movie distribution and other things. Arkham Asylum, for instance, had exclusive PS3 stuff that Xbox didn't get. So NetherRealm Studios doesn't really get a talk about the 360 version. They say, oh, everyone will end up happy in the end, like everyone will get something, and the Xbox demo will come out at a later time, but they aren't actually allowed to talk about it.
I bet it will, dude. I bet the game will come out for the demo.
No, I think it'll be either this Tuesday or next Tuesday. There's only 3 weeks left, or 2 weeks, actually, from this Tuesday, so...
I was going to say, it's coming up fast.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from Tuesday, so
it'll be here before we know it. I got it.
Exactly.
We freeze ourselves until it comes out, like Cartman did on South Park.
That never works. Yeah,
but yeah, I'm guessing tomorrow. But,
well, as long as Butters doesn't forget about us.
But they're like in what, the fourth grade?
Yeah.
No,
dude, they caused a war in the universe.
We can do it better, right? We're smarter. We're older, we're more experienced. We can freeze ourselves better.
Butterfly effect. It's a bad idea.
But yeah,
you don't mess with things like that.
Mortal Kombat is shaping up to be pretty sweet.
Are you going to buy it?
Oh, I'm not going to buy it.
It's going to be pretty sweet. No, I'm going to buy it.
But I'll play it. Like, I don't know, fight. It just doesn't seem like something I play on my own, but I'd play with other people.
If it were $20, would you buy it?
Well, probably, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's the modes. I mean, the modes have like a lot of cool stuff to offer, but yeah, they haven't really talked about things as in-depthly. So I can't really.
I fear when I see the arcade stick, I'm not going to want to play with a controller.
The fuck is that supposed to be?
When I see the arcade stick in action, the arcade stick's probably going to be pretty sweet.
Well, once he gets that stick in his hand, he's not going to be able to. Us three are all getting one, so he can use that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but like if we were to play a tag team, I'd be the guy with the controller.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, look at the guy with the controller over there. Why don't you go sit in the corner, controller boy?
But I'd probably. That guy, and so would Austin, so would Dustin, or whoever else we have.
I'm on the same level as Austin and Dustin.
I won't like playing with the arcade stick, probably, so I'll probably play with the controller.
Why the hell would you not like playing with the arcade stick?
I just never have.
Not big arcade stick.
They're usually more,
I'm
like,
more
comfortable
controller
for
too.
Fighting games.
I'm more controller too, but. Arcade sticks are just more fun to play with, but you don't do as good.
Yeah.
It'll take probably a month or so before you get really good with an arcade stick, because it's just, I mean, you think about it, with a controller, you're using your thumb for, pretty much your thumbs for everything, maybe your pointers for the top buttons, but with an arcade stick, you're using your whole hand and all of your fingers over here, so it's just a different, completely different way of playing.
Wonder if you could play with a modified Guitar Hero controller.
That'd be weird.
You just gotta kind of put like an analog stick on there, and you got all those buttons there. And then you can use the slider bar for like blocking. Like if it, you know, hit it down to block low, hit it up to block high. That could work. We need to look into that.
Hit it.
I've never tried modifying anything before like that, but we should give that a shot.
Interesting.
Should modify a toaster to play regular Nintendo games. That's sweet.
Can we just get a Nintoaster?
Yeah.
Can you kind of like submit a request like, hey, I would like an in-toaster. I'll give
you. I
don't
think he can do that.
I think he makes them, like, for people that pay for them.
Huh.
I don't know.
In-toaster.
Maybe he doesn't. I always thought he was kind of the guy that would, you could be like, hey, I would like something custom made. And he'd be like, all right, sweet. What do you want? I want an NES and an aquarium. Whoever was on the, I don't know his name, but he was on the AVGN video. The guy who tried to, he made the Nitto story also, he was the guy that tried to fix the Jaguar. People who haven't seen our prank calls are like, what the fuck are they doing? Sitting around going,
Well, whenever we prank call people, I don't think they see anything to start with, but they probably might listen to it.
Technically.
Oh, I got to say something funny.
Our prank calls are in video.
Form. Okay.
You have to?
Yeah, I got
is it.
Is it
Mortal Kombat related?
Yep. So... I was at work, and I show this lady these Vans, and, you know, we talk and blah, 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 and then she gets ready to leave, and she's like, I was like, so, you know, I was trying to qualify more because I didn't have the right car that she wanted to buy. And I was like, so, I said, are there colors that you're interested in or anything like that? She's like, well, I don't want a van that it looked like the color came out of a Crayola box. And I thought to myself, I go, don't all... colors come out of a Crayola box.
Usually not like muted colors, but like I understand what she's saying. But yeah, yeah,
well, I knew what she was saying too.
I understand what you're saying.
But I wanted to be like,
I would like a color that doesn't exist. Do you have
But
that?
Basically what she was saying is she didn't want some like weird ass color like Tickle Me Red Elmo or yeah. Tickle Me
tickle
Elmo
me
Red.
This is Tickle Me Pink.
Tickle Me Red Elmo. I want a nice neutral color for my nice neutral lifestyle.
Yeah,
not
pretty
you,
much.
Blue Elmo. Get the hell away.
Do you have any gray?
That's pretty much exactly what she told me. She's like,
stance.
I like white and black and silver's okay. I was like, all right.
Monochromatic. My world civ teacher dresses in like the most neutral colors ever. Like last week, she had a gray jacket on. And then the next class, she had, like, this brown jacket. And the next class, she was wearing the gray jacket again. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's like, it looks like a rainy day when I walk in here. It's like, oh. Just disappointed. Just doesn't make you want to learn. As opposed to, you know, bright, happy colors.
Yeah, like orange and yellow and such.
Black.
Does she have bright hair?
She's got, like, brown hair.
So there is nothing exciting about her at all.
She dyes her hair black.
She does play... she plays Queen, though, when before the class starts.
Oh, good for her.
That's not bad. It was actually a bonus question on her test this past week.
So you know, she likes Queen.
Who was immortalized by Queen? It was Galileo.
Galileo!
Like, I guess did that at the same time.
That would be the second podcast we both did something at the same time.
So... Switching gears back to Mortal Kombat. How are the people like the Mortal Kombat community taking to Kratos, his edition?
I think they've accepted it by now, but when it was first announced...
they have to introduce him by force?
Yeah. Probably like 80% of them were bitching and whining about it. And they're like, oh, the 360 version's the superior version because it's the pure MK game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Oh. These people are really stupid. All
right, let me just shoot myself right now.
Yeah, they're like, it's the pure... Untainted. Yeah, like... They made it seem like it's the biggest deal that there is a guest character there.
I can finally play this for real.
I said this on the board. It's like I don't give a shit if Barney the Dinosaur was in there. Honestly, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't matter. Like it's a character.
He just
ripped
your head off
like
a T-Rex.
Just ignore the character.
Yeah.
How hard is that? It's one character. You have 28 Mortal Kombat characters and one non-Mortal Kombat character who's Kratos, who fits in anyways. Out of all the other characters from any other game, he's probably the most fitting. So why are you complaining?
360 should have Spawn like they did on Soul Calibur 2.
One guy
after that comment, I really won't argue now.
One guy was like, anytime anybody plays as Kratos online, I'm going to immediately quit out. Like I'm going to quit out of the match right away as soon as I see them pick Kratos. I'm like, really? What if somebody... Okay, so say people his favorite character is Noob Saibot. And I was like...
Oh,
then,
gay.
I was
yeah,
like,
people who like Noob Saibot are gay.
Homos.
But yeah, so I was like, what if everybody quit as soon as you pick Noob Saibot? Like, what if everyone was just like, I don't want to play against him. Like, who the hell gives a shit? It doesn't matter. It's a freaking character. Grow the hell up and mature. Jeez.
I could see their gripe if, like, they load up the game and it says, you know, Mortal Kombat with Kratos. And, like, they go into the game and they're like, the first thing is, like, would you like to play with Kratos today? Yeah. Like, no. And then you go to the character select screen, and, like, as you go to a different character, it switches you to Kratos. Like, how about Kratos? You go to another character and switches back. Like, are you sure?
You do realize Kratos is in this game. or you know, I can understand if Kratos was in this game, he was, like, unbeatable. Like, he was just immortal and, like...
Well, he is immortal.
Or you're playing the story mode and, like, you know, partway through, they're like, would you like to play as Kratos now? You can switch. We'll keep your progress.
Would you like to try God of War?
It just spits out God of War games.
Right in the middle, it just switches.
Yeah, and I was just like, people are like, oh, no, now if this game's, like, a success and it's really popular, then it's like... Now it's not just Mortal Kombat doing it, blah, blah, blah. Now it's with the aid of Kratos, and I'm just like, who the hell gives a shit? Okay? If a million God of War fans go out and buy this game just because of Kratos, good. That's money towards NetherRealm Studios and WB that they're going to have to put towards the next game. And that's a million God of War fans that might become Mortal Kombat fans because they're playing a Mortal Kombat game with Kratos in it.
Exactly.
It's like, that's more potential fans of the series and more money towards the developers. Why are you bitching and complaining just because you might have to face Kratos?
Yeah,
so much?
There are just a lot of really stupid people who just buy a $60 game for one character.
Whatever, they're out there.
Cliffy B, the guy that, you know, does Epic Games and Gears of War and stuff like that.
He doesn't want to be known as Cliffy B anymore. He's Cliff Bleszinski.
Ah, well, Cliff.
I think he actually said that like a couple of years ago, but apparently has not stuck.
All right, Mr. B. he really wanted to get a Gears of War character in because him and Ed Boon are friends and they talked about it, and there might still be like a stage or something, but it'd be kind of hard to see a Gears of War character in a fighting game. But I don't know what other 360 character exclusive would you think could be in there.
They went with Capcom, right? Or not?
Was it Capcom? No, hold on. Don't answer him.
Who the hell are you talking about?
Don't answer him. Let him crash and burn.
What are you talking about?
No. Let him crash and burn.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't think the Marvel characters really belong in the fight.
Talking about Marvel versus Capcom, right?
No.
Marvel versus Mortal Kombat.
There we go.
DC versus
Mortal
Kombat.
Hey, there it is.
Okay. Whatever. I was wondering what the hell you were talking about. But anyways, it doesn't matter what character they add. As long as it's a Mortal Kombat game with a Mortal Kombat story that doesn't even feature Kratos in it. It's not like Kratos is magically trying to be explained why he's in Mortal Kombat. He's just a character that you can play as for fun. Who cares? Adding something never takes away from a game. I don't know why people think that. It's like an extra character is an extra character. Then they bring up the argument, oh, well, that's time that could have been spent on a Mortal Kombat character. It's like, what other Mortal Kombat character is popular? They have all the original ones from the original games, and they're going to have DLC characters down the line. What the hell are you complaining about?
I'm sure they've done all that they can with those characters. It's not like they're just like...
It's like, would you rather have Movado from Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, who no one gives a shit about? Or would you rather have Kratos, who's actually going to bring in like more fans than people
I'd rather have Rain.
Well, he's going to be a DLC character.
I know.
But yeah, so I don't know. Just
I'm trying to think. What Xbox character would fit in a Mortal Kombat game?
He's not an
Xbox character, like, though.
The only one I can think of is Ryu Hayabusa from the Ninja Gaiden series.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I could see that. They're pretty cool.
I don't think they're Xbox exclusive anymore, but for the longest time he was.
Yeah, that was a tight game, too.
What about throwing, like, Niko Bellic?
It was a hard game, too. Giggity.
Yeah, I can't really think. All I can think of is, like, people that were big in shooters, you know?
That's because it's the shooter box.
I mean, I know, but there's other games, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have the Lone Wanderer from Fallout.
Yeah, there's nobody that fits as much as Kratos. And that's kind of why people need to stop bitching.
I feel like there should be someone that I'm missing from an Xbox game that would fit.
A lot of people have thought, and I haven't seen anybody.
What about the Big Daddy from Bioshock? That'd be kind of cool. He'd be slow, but he has a freaking drill, dude.
I wouldn't be against anything. Like I said, Barney the Dinosaur could be in the game for all I care, and it's not going to take away the experience for me.
That reminds me of one year in a SmackDown vs. Raw game where they had three different versions of Hulk Hogan. You know, they had...
Hollywood.
You know, they had Hollywood, they had, you know, the old Hulk Hogan, and they had kind of the more recent one. And someone was like, do we really need three Hulk Hogans? Like, who the fuck cares? Like,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just don't play with two of the Hulk Hogans if you don't want three, you know?
I just hate people that... It can be the best game ever, but there's one little thing that they just can't seem to get over, so they're like, oh, I'm not going to buy it. Like, some guy was proposing the idea that Harley Quinn is added because they worked on her as DLC for Mortal Kombat versus DC. She was going to be with Quan Chi as the DLC. So, like, well, maybe they'll add Harley Quinn since they already completed the model, but they never got to use it. And one guy was like, if they add any character from DC, I'm not buying. Like, really? Like, who cares? It doesn't matter. As long as it doesn't take away from the game, then get the fuck over it.
You can just not play as that character.
Yeah, exactly.
But those kind of people, they're so butthurt about it that, you know, even if they see that person, like... They could be sitting around with some of their friends and like, hey, I want to play as Harley Quinn. They'd just be like, no!
No, you will not play as that character.
You will not play as Harley Quinn.
Rage quit.
Let's just play a different game.
Let's just play a game where you don't hit me on what character I select.
So, yeah, it's stupid, but oh well.
Yeah, so that'll do it for Mortal Kombat for this week. Next week we'll have other things.
Other things.
We always find things
stuff
to throw in.
We'll have some stuff with some things.
We'll have some stuff and probably Mortal Kombat trivia too.
Trivia!
And then the next week, before the game comes out, we'll have another Mortal Kombat, but we'll also have Mortal Kombat Console Wars.
Damn.
Which will be best Mortal Kombat game
ever.
So it should be pretty sweet. But that'll conclude it for the podcast for this week. So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt signing out.